Explore franchise opportunities to supersize and grow your business. Sharon Hornelson here. And today we're going to talk about the power of franchising and whether it is right for your business or not. I admit I've only investigated expanding via franchises with one of my businesses. I was involved in the Italian food manufacturing business for 35 years. And in about 2014, 2015, I was looking for an exit for that business. And one of the things I explored was franchising. Do I want to franchise that business? I ended up deciding it was not the right move for me. And I stand behind that. I think it wasn't the right move for me at the time and left my options open that I always can revisit that and explore, because we've got the processes and systems and documentation and everything all in place. So we could do that down the road if I so choose. But I didn't have the energy for it back then, and I'm not sure I have the desire or the energy for it now. What the heck is franchising, and how might it benefit you as a business owner to supersize your business and the other people, the franchisees as well, by providing them with a proven business model, brand recognition, ongoing support and services in exchange for an initial fee, an initial franchising fee, as well as ongoing royalties. So you sell them your products, your systems and processes in the beginning, and then they give you a percentage going forward in perpetuity, right? Usually in perpetuity. What are some of the benefits and advantages of that? Well, it's a very rapid way to expand. You can expand into other markets extremely quickly just by getting franchisees to sign up. And then you also get shared risk, because all of the day-to-day operations and business operation expenses are the responsibility of the franchisee. Yet you get an initial bump from the royalties, or not from the royalties, but from the initial fee that is paid as a franchisee to the franchisor. So you get that. And then you get an ongoing little piece of the pie of everything that they sell usually. Brand recognition for both you and them. Your brand can grow and expand really, really quickly, and they get to use that. It also offers economies of scale, because generally at the corporate level or the franchisor level, negotiations for different supplies and things are, or for shipping, depending on what kind of a franchise it is, expenses and things are negotiated up front at a lower rate, both for your organization and for the franchisee. Because the more profitable the franchisees are, the more profitable you are. Some of the key considerations when you're looking at this model: number one, thorough due diligence. You have to do very, very thorough due diligence and homework if you, on either side of the franchisee franchisor relationship. You want to make sure that you've got financial preparedness. I think that one of the things that prevented me from moving forward with that decision was I wasn't willing to put in the money and the structures to make that happen for my business. You have to make sure that there's compatibility and fit. Just like any other partnership or relationship, if there isn't fit and compatibility, if they franchisees don't share your values and vision for the brand and for the business as a whole, there's going to be problems down the road. Which leads to the fourth consideration, which is always legal and regulatory considerations. Oftentimes we need to hire people, lawyers and researchers, to look into different regulatory requirements. And in my industry, in the food industry, food manufacturing in particular, there's a whole lot of regulatory requirements. And those are already in place for us, but you also have to make sure that your franchisees follow all those rules and regulations and legal requirements for their local area. So lots of considerations. I want to just quickly share the top 10 industries, and you can think of examples in each of these industries. I know that you can, that have proven that the franchising model is a viable, awesome model for rapidly growing and expanding. And we all know businesses and business owners that have been very, very successful at that. Food and beverage, of course, is one of the biggest industries. Think McDonald's, Subway, just about every fast food chain, and nowadays mid-food chains and different other businesses associated with food and beverage are franchises. I don't know if liquor is, probably not. Fitness and wellness, retail. I think the vast majority of the retail organizations that we see popping up in each of the different towns and cities and outlet malls are franchises of some sort. Fitness and wellness is huge on franchises, both health clubs, spas, yoga studios. The only thing I can't think of that I haven't seen is like nail salons. I think nail salons should have a franchise, but that's just me. They seem to have the lock on the market. Personal services in all different areas and aspects of your life. Cleaning services, childcare. Well, that's a different topic. Cleaning. Well, that's another category too. Cleaning and maintenance is huge for franchises. Think Merry Maids and different things like that. Education and tutoring is huge. I believe that Huntington is a franchise help with school tutoring type facility and test prep type place. But preschool, after school care, all of those are ripe for expansion in the area of franchising. Healthcare, like elderly care, elderly daycare type centers are becoming popular. Healthcare, servicing and billing and all kinds of things are franchises now too. Child care and daycare, after school care, business services, all sorts of business services are being franchised now. Either they're being franchised or they're being expanded and offered as like software as a service online, which is a whole nother topic. So curious, have you ever explored franchising? Like I said, it's on the back burner for me with respect to Italian food, but it's something that's on my mind that I could always do if I chose to, and because of the advantages of it. All right, that's our topic for today. Any questions, hit me up. Otherwise, have an awesome day. And I will, of course, be with you tomorrow with another way to supersize and grow your business. Have a great day.